USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
John Ratcliffe is a brilliant man.
Amid criticism from Democrats that his pick is too partisan, President Trump defends his nominee to be Director of National Intelligence, Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe.
He's a very talented guy. He's a strong man. It's what we need in that position.
Trump hoping Ratcliffe will be confirmed by the U.S. Senate to succeed Intel Chief Daniel Coats, who's stepping down in mid-August. A Seattle woman behind bars in connection with a massive Capital One data breach that exposed the information of about 100 million Americans, according to Cap One. The FBI arrested 33-year-old software engineer Paige Thompson yesterday on a charge of computer fraud. She's due in court on Thursday for a bail hearing. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A shooting at a Walmart in Mississippi this morning leaves two people dead and two others injured. The DeSoto County Sheriff's Office says the two who died are believed to have been Walmart workers. A police officer and the alleged shooter are wounded and are being treated at area hospitals. The officer expected to be okay as he was protected by his vest. No word on the gunman's condition. It follows a mass shooting at a Gilroy Food Festival in Northern California late Sunday. California lawmakers making renewed calls for stricter gun laws in the wake of the incident that leaves three people dead, including a 6-year-old boy. The gunman was killed within a minute by responding police officers. A vigil to remember the victims held last night in Gilroy.
We're here this evening to mourn these losses. We're here this evening to support each other.
Police still don't know what the 19-year-old now dead gunman's motive was. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A judge is ruling that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell can be questioned under oath about last season's NFC Championship game. An attorney has filed a lawsuit against the NFL regarding a missed pass interference call heard around the world that hurt the Saints' chances of beating the Rams in that big game. A Los Angeles cornerback not penalized for shoving a Saints receiver late in the game. Three referees will also be questioned, an NFL spokesman declining comment. But the league is expected to appeal. The body of infamous bank robber John Dillinger is going to be exhumed. Dillinger was the FBI's public enemy number one back in the 1930s when he led his gang on a bank robbery spree, only to be gunned down by G-men outside a Chicago theater and buried in Indianapolis, where his grave draws visitors every year. Now his nephew, Michael Thompson, is granted a permit to have the body dug up, but he hasn't given a reason. The disinterment is scheduled for September. And Goodwill sometimes gets odd donations, even dangerous ones, like a live mortar shell from World War II, recently left in a donation box in Placerville, California. That's just east of Sacramento. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.